Okay, well, on Siman Chav Vav, the second half of Kaddish Yassim, of the halachas of Kaddish Yassim. So we talked about yesterday that there's a difference between somebody who's a member or somebody who is a guest. Some of the halachas of being a member, being a guest. Let's say that your father was a member of a particular shul, and then the son goes there, even if it's the Seich HaShalom, Kaddish for his father. The din is that the son is a guest. He's not considered to be a member just because his father was there, even if he's saying Kaddish for his deceased father. A person who lives in someone else's house, and he's either a malamed or a mishares, so if that person is single, so then he's considered to be part of that guy's household, and if that guy's a member in a shul, so you're a member also. However, if the Malamed or the Mishares is married and his wife lives out of town, so then he goes after his wife and he's considered to be a guest. Bnei Yeshiva are considered to be members. They're considered to be and a Malamed who lives in town and he services various mishpachas, so he has a similar din. Let's say that somebody is raising a yasom in his house, a stepchild or a foster child. So if the foster child has parents, so then this, at least according to the halacha, so he's mistarf after his parents. Apparently it's not a permanent situation. An adopted child or is not going back to the parents, the pashtas be different. But if if he has no parents, so then he's considered to be part of the family and he's considered to be a member. All right, let's say that I'm a regular in Shul A, and I go to Shul B, and I want to say Kaddish. I'm even worse than a guest. Why? Because a guest has nowhere else to go. Over here, I can go to a shul down the block, so they can tell me, get out of here. You're a member in the other shul. Go there and say Kaddish. And that's the halacha. Okay, then we move on to davening from the Amud. Davening from the Amud is even more preferable than Kaddish Yassim. So therefore, a person should try to daven for the yamid if he has a chiyuv. If he can't daven the whole davening, he's not up to it. So he should at least daven from Ashrei Uvalitzian and do it that way. All the zechuyas in the pecking order that we talked about yesterday, it's the same thing whether you're talking about davening for the yamid or whether you're talking about the kadeshin. A person who's an Avel ideally should not be davening on Shabbos and Yantif. It's not considered to be appropriate. However, if he's a regular and he was always the Chazan before Shabbos and Yantif, so then you can be matur that he'll do it during his Avelos as well. Beseder. Let's say that you have two people who want to be the Chazan because they have Chiyuvim and they're both of an equal Chiyuv. So the halach is just like we saw by Kaddish, you do a Goral over here, you also do a Goral, but the way they should split it up is that the guy who wins the Goral should do most of the davening and the other guy takes over for him when they get up to Ashrei. And Lemaisa, the guy who won, he doesn't get less Kaddishin. The Kaddish, they still split that equally and the same thing. All right. Let's say one guy has a chiyuv father, mother, and the other one has a chiyuv because of a brother or something more distant. Now, halacha is, it makes no difference. Everybody is the same, and that's the way that it goes. The din is that you only say Kaddish for 11 months. The chiyuv only goes 11 months because only the most wicked Rishayim go full 12 months in Gehenim. And therefore, by going a full 12 months, then you're casting aspersion upon your parents. And that's not a zechus for them, so you don't do that. If a person knows for sure, Chas v'Shalom, that his parents is a real Rasha, so then the halacha is that you do it for a full 12 months.
Even if everyone else knows?
What?
Even if everyone else knows.
It doesn't matter, because you know it's bona fide then, so you're doing more for the parent that way. Okay, these 12 months, 11 months, it goes by the Yom HaKvura, not by the Yom HaMisa. And the day that a person ends his chiyuv after 11 months, he gets all of the kadeshim, except that there's a yartzeit in shul, he gets one. And somebody who's in shleishim, he also gets one also. But otherwise, the guy who finishes, the day that he finishes his kaddish, he gets all of the kadeshim. All right. Now we get to the minig, which seems to take, you know, happen now. If there's a bunch of avelim in shul and you're afraid that they're going to fight, so the halacha is let people say the Kaddish together at the same time, or at least two or three of them at the same time, so no one gets knocked out of saying Kaddish, because the main thing is you want to avoid fights.
What's the problem?
What?
What's the problem with initially letting them all do it together?
It's much better if one person says it, and then, you know, it's more audible, it's more mechubadik, or whatever it is.
Gets all the chuz of their
means also. What do you say?
He gets all the chuz of their means.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he's asking, like, well, so what's the problem by letting everybody do it together?
Because
right?
Then you don't get all those chuzos of letting everyone else say Amen, because they're all...
Well, you're
now
saying
you also,
that if they're saying Amen to everybody's Kaddish, so I get less chuz in my Kaddish? I don't know if that's true.
That's what it means, everyone's not synchronized
with each other. I don't know. All right. Maybe. Okay. Beseder. Let's say there's no avil in shul. So the halacha is that somebody who's who doesn't have a parent should say a general kaddish yasam for all of the dead people of Klal Yisrael. And sometimes they in some shuls, he's going to say over here, all goes by minhagim. Sometimes you'll have somebody who will be saying kaddish for other family members, not including his close krovim, or if a person the person is a grandchild of somebody, and his parents are not alive. So sometimes the grandchild will say kaddish for the grandparents. Some shuls, they let such a person have equal rights in kaddishim with somebody who's like a real avil. And he says that this all goes by minhagim, and every shul should go by its minhag.
Grandchild says for 30 days per year.
What?
Does
no, it's just the minhag. The grandchild doesn't have to say it all. But let's say that somebody died without children, right? But he has a grandchild, right? In other words, his children never died b'chaya, but he has grandchildren. So a lot of times the grandchildren, even though they don't have to say Kaddish, they will. So it depends on minhag as to whether they're going to have equal rights to the other avelim in shul. Okay, a daughter. What about a daughter? So a daughter, the halacha is brought down, should not be saying kaddish in public. That's not deemed appropriate. However, the kitzur says if some are noheg to gather a minion in the house, and he says that's fine. However, others have a minhag that you don't do that either, and everybody should be noheg like they're noheg in his place. Let's say that a person was not able to say Kaddish on the yard site, and he wasn't able to daven on the yard site, so his last-ditch attempt is he can say Kaddish in the Meiriv following the yard site. That also works. Finally, we finish the siman by saying that the Iker Zechus for the Mesim is not in Kaddish and is not in davening for the Yomid, but rather it's by the Meisim Tovim that the children and the relatives of the Meis are going to continue doing, and they're going to perpetuate what he did in his life. He brings a whole Zera Kaddish that says, just like Kaber Savicha V'Yasimecha is to feed your parents and to clothe your parents when they're alive, but it's also Kaber Savicha V'Yasimecha by being Makabi them after your Misa and getting them Zechuyas by being Noe Keshura. And he says that because of that, it's a big inyan for people, especially who don't have sons, and therefore there can't be a Kaddish, to write in their tzava that you should do X, Y, or Z mitzvah, and it's because I told you to do it. Because ultimately, that's the biggest, that's the biggest zechus for the niftar, and especially if he doesn't have a son, he only has daughters, so it's a good thing to have such a thing in a tzava. Those are the halachas of Kaddish Yosem. So Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we move on to the next halachas, and that is the halachas of Talmud Torah.